Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Game Dev Unchained, hosted by Blue Champs, the number one game development podcast about game development. In the lifestyle thereof, I am your host here and always will be Brandon Pham. And joining me are unofficial second guests, I guess, where we talk at least once a month, the Roundtable News episode. Ray Graham, how you doing, Ray?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Missed you, dude.
It's been a minute. It's been a while.
It's been a minute, yeah. I think the invite somehow got lost in the mail, but I'm glad you're here. A lot of things have been happening, but I think let's just jump right into it. Before that, though, I actually, as tradition, I kind of like to check up on you, right? Virtually. I haven't seen you for a while. Uh-huh. Is the pandemic still the same? I mean, it seems like we're been locked in shelter and the numbers are going down again, so things are opening up again once again in California. How are you guys doing up in the Bay Area?
Yeah, you know, what is it? Like, in my area, at least, you can do outdoor dining if you want, but I've been
pretty much
just staying home, honestly. And at this point now, it looks like work is like, yeah, you don't have to show up until June next year if you don't That's want nice to. So it's nice, yeah, it's
get a break.
It's a blessing to be able to work from home and still get paid, but yeah, working from, like, staying in the house and not really being able to do much is kind of terrible. But I'm trying to get out, try to do what I can, but it's not great.
Last time I talked to you, you were feeling some kind of a mental prison. Have you broke yet, or are you past that point of you're accepting this as life? Where are you?
Yeah, like I'm fine, at least as long as I get a chance to go out or talk to people. I think it's fine. I do have a trip planned for like Labor Day, so that's good. What? But
You're driving around, or are you flying? What are you doing?
I'm not getting on no plane. Driving. Yeah,
that's nice.
Plan to drive down to like down Southern California and just hang out. So that's the current plan.
It's nice for you to tell me.
Pass where you're at. I'm passing you.
You're making sure you're passing me. So San Diego, then, I'm guessing.
Yeah, San Diego. Yeah.
It's nice, dude. Well, man, I think road trips are really popular now. A lot of RV parks and it's just vehicles on the road lately. It's everyone using that as an alternative to be somewhat socially safe and responsible and getting some fresh air. It's kind of getting me to think, like, why not? This is the best time to do it, right? Yeah, as long as your RV has some kind of internet service, you should be fine.
Or go to some sort of park or get Airbnb on some sort of deserted river or something. Like, yeah, there's a lot of things you could do to get out.
Are you getting it
close to people?
Airbnb is kind of hurting right now. Like, is that still a thing that people are using?
I'm sure some people are using it still. Yeah. Like, as long as it's not some like random Airbnb that's not clean, I think it's, I think it's okay, but like it's hurting because people are just not flying, right? And so that's
not flying or traveling.
Yeah. But that are local to a spot are you know, they're just gonna get some business from local people, right?
Yeah. Well, it seems like the hotels are kind of infested with homeless people recently. That's part of, I don't understand. I don't understand the frame of thinking with that. It seems to be I won't stay on this topic too long, but it seems to be a lot of that happening up there in the Bay Area, man. Like, you guys are housing a lot of homeless people in these like really nice hotels and supplying them with the drugs they need to stay in the hotel. I guess when hearing that,
that sounds like a good thing. I guess like that's one of the good things that coming out of this. But yeah, nobody's traveling, right? Nobody's like, so like, what else are you gonna do with all that real estate?
I guess it's a good thing. It's also one of the reasons why people are leaving California, because we're like accommodating homeless people so well. Let's go to man, there's so many things that have happened, you know. Maybe at some point we'll brush with it. You know, the Ubisoft thing, you know, a lot of your old pals are caught up in this Me Too. The whole manifesto's happening. I mean, that's a whole episode on itself. But I want to talk about the meat of the subject. Of course, the last week and a half have been an epic battle of the decade, I would say. And it's only 2020 is how I say it, right? Like, if this year wasn't crazy enough, epic felt like $70 million wasn't enough. Right, they want the whole hundy, and with
it's
that,
way more, it's way more than that. By the way, it's way more than that.
It's way more than 100 mil a month on mobile devices alone. I believe that. I'm just I think that number I pulled from like the first time they went mobile, is that first month when they went mobile was 100 mil. So of course it had climbed tens folds, and they're kind of hiding behind, I feel, barricade of the people. Right. Where they're saying like, we're doing this for you guys. And so there's a lot of things happening right now. But let's kind of, before I ask you and throw you what your thoughts are, let me kind of break it down for a lot of people out there and fill in the gaps here, right? So Epic recently had like kind of like this agenda with Apple for weeks before they finally released their app with in-app purchases bypassing Apple's payment system. And we all knew they were kind of prepared, because as soon as they got banned from Apple, they kind of threw a lawsuit at Apple and Google at the same time, saying that there's a monopoly in the App Store and the Google Play Store, and how 30% is too much, and that they're not asking for any crazy damages or anything. They just want to reinstate Fortnite and allow developers like themselves to have a cheaper deal, right? So a lot of that kind of harks back to how Amazon, the only deal of its kind that got like a break, 15%. And we kind of know why, because Apple and Amazon are neck and neck in terms of muscle power, right? So respect. So Fortnite, even though it's one of the biggest games ever, is nowhere near where Apple and Amazon is. And the last time I checked, that's a $2 trillion, you know, flex from Apple. So like, Apple can literally buy Epic tomorrow if they wanted to, which would probably be cheaper than just going through with this lawsuit and paying everybody to do that. That's their Trump move, right? So I think this is a little vague overview of what's going on, but I want to throw it over to you, man. What are your thoughts as these things are happening one after another?
Yeah, like, normally I'm on the side of the people on this, right? People. Like, I do believe that Apple can charge less of whatever a cut.
Yeah.
Right? On iOS, right? So for the in-app purchases and for their payment system, they could take less than a 30% cut. They really can, right? They can afford to do that. But when it's a big, rich company complaining that Apple's doing this, when Apple has already done this to other bigger and richer companies,
yes,
I'm like, man, you need to calm down, right? That's basically where that's basically where I'm at, right? Like, I'd rather it be the little guy. Like, and this is not the first time this has happened. Like Epic is flexing a bit more because they have a bit more money than, say, the Hey app was a big point of contention. There's this email app that came out called Hey for at least a couple of weeks. They're going back and forth with Apple over their terms because they allowed people to sign up for their subscription inside the app, but were kind of bypassing Apple's payment system, right? And Apple was like, nope, can't do that, sorry. And so they worked with Apple and they figured out a way of that was seamless and not horrible for their users in order to get their users to sign up for the subscription. But they're way smaller than Epic, right? Epic's like, no, we're not going to take this anymore. But then at the same time, they have so much money where it's like, yo, just pay the 30% because you know there's a benefit to being on Apple, right? Mm-hmm. There's a benefit to be having access to the largest mobile customer base in the US, right? Yeah. In Asia, it's a completely different story, but in the US, you know that it's Apple all day, and you know that's where you're going to get all your customers. And so there's a premium you have to pay for that. Should that premium be 30% on every transaction? Probably not. But it's not like Epic's struggling to afford that, right? So that's kind of where I'm at with it, right?
Right. So the grounds of what they're fighting on is the monopolistic app store where Apple owns everything, like you said. Therefore, the government, it sounds like they want the government to step in since the lawsuit, but the government kind of did this with all the tech companies like a couple weeks ago, right? With nothing to say. Like, they all they proved was they got a little smarter in asking questions, but they weren't really pushing these tech companies to do anything that they were used to be able to do. With Microsoft was the last big split that I've remembered where it was forced to. But it's been two decades?
But this is not really monolithic practice. It's not really monolithic practices. And then people were also mentioning consoles, right? Because if you ship your game on an Xbox or on a PlayStation, you have to pay a fee to ship. There's a percentage that they take. Right.
Yeah.
Because you're getting access to a customer base that they have cultivated, right? And so there's cost there, right? And so, like, it's not even, and then you have your platform that you're building. You have the right to say how people will use your platform. All right. So if you're like, hey, if you want to do payments, do it through us because we will make sure it's secure, right? So there's the security, the safety aspect, which I think, like, it's like Apple will use that as a way of justifying 30%. I still think it's a bit overblown, right? Like, you want the safety and security. You don't have to charge 30% for it, right? But Apple has every right to do whatever they want on their own platform, right? And you can't come onto somebody else's platform and tell them you can't do that. And I want to punish you for your success because you have a large customer base, right?
Yeah. So I kind of did like a warm up for this, right? I'm more on your side, but kind of checking the other side right here. In the Discord channel, there was quite a conversation, and I think the people generally sides with Epic. Obviously, it sounds right, morally correct, but the business side of me is like, yo, get off my line. It's like to me, the comparison I keep going back to is like, if I'm Walmart and you're Clorox and you come into my store and then suddenly tell me how I should conduct business and what my percentage take should be, I'm going to tell you to get out of my store. Like, there's no incentive for me on the business side besides moral obligations, quote unquote. Right. Because that's still iffy ground, because Epic is another rich billionaire company. Right. Just not as rich as Trillionaire, but it's another rich kid yelling at another rich kid about what to do. Yeah. So for me, it's always been like that. Even on a more personal level, you come into my house. Right. Just because I use one of your things and you tell me how to arrange my whole house. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Right. So history shows it never works that way. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it gets worse when you think of it like it's Walmart and Target, and Target is coming up into Walmart and saying, you know what? Like, I don't want to sell my stuff in your store. I want to build my own store inside your store. Right. And I want to sell my stuff in my store, in your store. And exactly. Walmart's like, yo, I pay rent over here and I have all these customers coming to my store. And then Target's like, nah, yeah, I just want to build my own store in here. Screw what you're doing. I just want to make my money and I want to take it with me. And I'm not going to share it with you at all, but I'm going to use your floor space. You know what I mean? And then Walmart's like, nah, I'm not going to allow that. And then Target is like, well, fuck your floor space. I don't care. I'm gonna sue you now, right? That's what's happening, right?
And like, I totally agree with you, man. Like, I don't know why I'm thinking maybe I can throw some Asian history, right? While like World War II, China and Japan was in a war. Japan was buying up land in China, claiming that because they bought these land that they can make up the rules and laws within those proximity. That doesn't make any sense. It's still, you know, the country of origin's law and order, right? So I don't see any example where on Epic, like the thing that I keep bringing up too. Yeah, go ahead. Let me finish this thought real quick.
Go do your thing. Yeah.
So the funny thing is Epic kind of had a similar fight with Steam, right? But they did the right thing. They opened up their own Epic store, right? Which was commendable. Mm-hmm. And they're creating their own ecosystem that they feel is the correct way of doing it, right? I think that's the best way to respond to a system that you don't agree with as a business, right? For more obvious reasons, even though Steam is not as, I still feel Steam is pretty strong in the PC market, right? It's the spot for PC, but not quite as much maybe as Apple and Google kind of owning the App Store, right? But even then, I feel like it's so crazy that they're going down this route when they just proved about 6 months ago how to go about it correctly, right? Yeah, and it seems like because they're already folding up, throwing their hands up because they know they can't win this fight. Even if they can't go out there and make Epic phones, right? They can't do something. Yeah. I think there were some instances where they tried this with the Android devices, right? They were trying to make some Fortnite deals with manufacturers like OnePlus or certain phones, but Google kind of put a stop to it, saying that you can't have these phones be pre-installed, basically.
Yeah.
That I think is a better argument to have, right? Because it feels like, is that a workaround too? How do you feel about that? Because I feel like that's a little bit more fair because Android is an open system. It doesn't really close off as much.
I think in the case of Android though, like Google Play still has rules, right? So if you put your game through Google Play, they have rules. You can sideload your game on Android super easy, right? But Epic and Google both know that it's a much better and easier user experience, so you can reach more people if you could just install it through the store.
Yeah.
Right? And because that is true, Google's like, give us our money.
Yeah.
Run me my paper is basically what Google's saying, right?
Yeah.
And Epic is like, nah, I don't think so. Right.
Yeah.
And if this was like a small company that didn't have their own store, that was just trying to sell an app and trying to keep most of the profits for the amount of people they're going to reach so that they can make their app successful.
It's a different story.
Right. Then it's a different story. Yeah. But if it's like a company that's making mad money and super successful, and really what they want to do is just cut out Apple and Google. Now that they have the foothold, they're like, hey, Epic Game Store on iPhone and on Google, that'd be amazing. And we keep all of the bread, right? Like it's just a way for them to try to exert their dominance and get customers and to get market share. Then it's being painted as a move for the little guy and for the customers. And like, I understand how the customers benefit, but Epic benefits way more, right?
Oh yeah, I think that's that's what's keeping me.
It sounds very disingenuous, basically.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I think that's why I'm so apprehensive to kind of give Epic its time to shine with this whole ordeal. Like, there is a lot of gamers and even I think new developers that are kind of like, yeah, I mean, Epic is on the right, so let's do this, right? But for me, like, the more jaded senior side of me is like, come on, guys. We, like, in my eyes and in my mind, I'm seeing my boss of every AAA job, and I'm seeing the greediness in their eyes hiding behind the people, right? I think it's just the oldest way to kind of get your way. But, like, even the execution was so stupid, man. Like, they came out with a...
cinematic.
It was perfectly stupid for my reason, for this reason, right? It's a cinematic, right? Made in like freaking sequencer by a few artists, and this is just their off time when they're not making billions off of Fortnite, and they just made it thinking, you know, geeking out over themselves, saying this is going to change the world, ha ha ha. And that's their campaign, free Fortnite. It's like, if there was any war, would you round up the geekiest 10-year-olds, maybe 20-year-olds, as in your court, stack them up in your corner to fight this fight for you? Is like, how are they changing anything, dude?
No, honestly, it was a troll. Let's just be real, right? It was basically Tim Sweeney's like, okay, we're gonna do this, because, like, you know, like, under the covers, like, you saw the emails under the covers. He sent an email. He's like, guys, allow me to do this because I don't want to pay the 30%. And Tim Cook was like, hey, lawyers, handle this guy.
Right. Like, so for the listeners who don't know about this, there were like weeks and weeks of emails before the final cutthroat move that Apple did. Yeah.
What gets me jokes about it, though, is literally like Tim Sweeney himself, like CEO, sends the email to Tim Cook and those guys. And then those guys are literally don't even respond. And just say, hey, lawyers, handle that. And the lawyers roll up and handle it, right? And then Tim Sweeney gets outraged that the lawyers emailed him and not Tim Cook himself, right? And it's just, to me, it's just hilarious. And because of that, like, he's bitter and he's upset about it. And I think he's right to be upset about it, quite frankly. And then he's like, okay, let's plan an elaborate PR assault, right? And it was actually very well executed and very well timed and very well planned, and he knew what was going to happen when they flipped the switch in the app, and then they had the free Fortnite video ready to post that, like, right on time and put that on Twitter and make everybody get on their side.
Their calculation though
was that they're just too big for people to care that much, right? People are just like, come on, why are you crying over all of this money? Like,
well, that's the thing though, right? Their response is a very gamer response. It's like a character in a game, right? Responding to a real world thing. Like, you're talking about a CEO. He's a fresh billionaire, right? He's been rich for a while. I'm talking about Sweeney. This is a fight of the Tims, basically, right? Sweeney is a fresh billionaire versus an Apple company that have bigger and more money making apps that are currently trumping Fortnite right now, right? So Fortnite's nothing. This is one out of the top 10, maybe, right? And so when they see this type of stuff, why would they pay so much attention to one? It'd be kind of unfair to kind of treat Epic in a special way. Like, honestly, I think Apple responded fine, and obviously their stocks are fine. Like, no one cares. Like, that's the biggest thing. It's just that the execution of a gamer or a game developer of trying to win this thing, the calculation looks exactly like that, but in the real world, man, you're not making any dents. Like, it's a joke. Right, your best your best fight is a cartoon, dude. Like, seriously, Like, if you're going to want this to be a serious thing, then treat it seriously, right? Like, I would have respected more Tim Sweeney, like, just sitting in front of the camera and saying, hey, guys, this is a serious thing, man. Like, here are some developers that are using Unreal right now that are getting 30% cut. Like, they can barely live as is. And even with a successful game, you know, 30% cut really is taxing to their bottom line. And they might not be around next year just because of this. Like, they should have spent that campaign on a very serious note. Instead, what are they doing? They're promoting more Fortnite. It's like, go play it on the Switch, you know? Go play it on PlayStation or the PC where we get the most profits. They don't care, dude.
It's actually not great on mobile either. Like, the mobile version is definitely not the best version of that game.
Hey, it's great enough to make 200 plus million a month.
Man, it makes so much money, and more power to them, but I just don't like, it's not a good game on mobile at all, right? In my opinion, of course. The other part of this that we're like, you know, Epic has been fighting this fight, and I think it's a good fight to fight, honestly. I do think it's a good fight to fight. I just disagree with them fighting it, right? And they fought it with Steam, and because PC's an open platform, they can just build a store on PC, and they did that. And then they undercut Steam's take, and a lot of indie developers were like, I'll take the extra money. That is good thing for indie developers, right? And that's something
that's a proactive initiative. Like, I think that was the correct way.
Yeah.
What they're doing now, they're not doing anything for developers right now.
They're not doing anything for developers other than their own, right? But eventually, like, look at the long game on this, right? The long game on this is there's the Epic Game Store, but then also I'm sure Epic wants to have their own, wants to monetize and sell their own payment system, right? Yeah. And so then when developers make a mobile game on Unreal Engine, they can use their own Epic's payment system to do their payments. And then if Epic was able to cut out Apple, the developers would get more of their money to them because there's no cut that Apple's taking. Only Epic would take the cut, right? And Epic would take a smaller cut. Right.
Like
the long game to all of this is basically Apple, we want to cut out your 30% and we want to take our smaller percentage, right? And we will make money, right? Like that's really the long and short of the whole thing, right?
I think the long and short of it in reality is that it was the very short version on Epic's. I said, you know what's more than 30 or what's less than 30%, man? 0%. How about that, Epic? Instead of making $200 million this month, make $0 this month, man.
Nobody thinks that Apple's cut should be zero, right? Like, I don't think anybody out here thinks
Apple. No. What I'm saying is that because of this move, they're not making 70% of money anymore. They're making 0% in the month of September and probably October or however long this lawsuit goes for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
I think it was a really dumb move. And I can't imagine investors on that side of Epic, Tencent or whatever, is high-fiving Tim Sweeney over this right now.
I'm sure Tencent's on the sideline eating popcorn. They love that shit, right? Because then like Tencent, like let's be real, Tencent has a lot to gain. Right.
If like, this goes
forget about Epic, right? Tencent has their own apps and their own things that they're selling on the iOS store. Can you imagine if Tencent could make their own store on iOS? You don't think Tencent would do that?
Of course.
You don't know how much money Tencent's gonna make.
Everyone's like distracted by the green, but the reality is Apple didn't even squint, man. They shrugged it off and they doubled down by saying, like, how about this, Epic? All Unreal games can't be on the Apple Store. So to me, it shows them that we don't care about you, Epic.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way we're compromising on this. Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that for a minute, right? Because actually the court case got resolved today on that topic.
It got solved. And I
think we should all agree. We should all agree that Apple doing that to them was cold-blooded and unnecessary, right? Oh, yeah. And it was just Apple exerting their power, and they're like, look, we can just mess up your whole life right here, and we're just going to do this, right? And the judge clearly was like, yeah, you're overstepping your boundaries here. Like, you have to give them back their developer accounts and reactivate that, right? But it also showed, I laughed at it because it's also like, it just shows how cold-blooded Apple is, right?
Not just cold-blooded. To me, it just shows how little Epic petty, is to Apple. And, petty. And very petty. No. Sure.
Apple's petty, cold-blooded, right? And they just was like, you know what? We know you're going to cave, so let's just exert our power, right? That's all that is, a power move, right? Oh, and it's not about like being little to them, or like Apple's just the biggest company in the world, right? So they're just like, screw you guys, like we'll just exert our power.
Swatting the judge,
and the judge is like, calm down, you can't do that, which I agree with too. Like, I don't think that was a necessary move, right?
Right. I'm glad the court actually, because obviously developers will be collateral damage to this clubs fight, right? So I'm glad that the judge even understood what this is about to even rule that, because I read it, I was like, wow, this person actually kind of knows how this business works. So I was very impressed that actually went through in time, because I guess it was the end of the month deadline. But what I mean, Fortnite's gonna be banned. I mean, like the phones pre-installed with Fortnite are selling for thousands of dollars on eBay already, so people are at least benefiting from this. That move to me is a power move, but at the same time, it just really shows me that why would Apple compromise at all? Unless the government step in, right? I don't see anything coming from this. Like, no one can force Apple to change their business, right?
Here's the thing about this is I think a deal will be made, right? Mm-hmm. I believe a deal will be made. Like an Amazon deal? Yeah, exactly. Apple's already made a deal with Amazon.
That'd be a cascading effect of deals, bro.
But I think it's also necessary, right? Honestly, I do agree that 30% is too much.
Yeah, everyone knows that 30% is too much. Apple, it's in the same week, within the same breath of Epic's like last breath taken in the App Store with Fortnite, right? They were announced as the first $2 trillion company, right? Within the same week. So like, it's working. Why would you shoot the cash cow all of a sudden? Like, if they give Fortnite, this is the danger.
I don't even know how much of a cash cow that is, quite frankly, right? Like,
oh dude, it was like a $500 billion the App Store. $500 billion the last, I think the last, Aaron, let me pull it up. Let me make sure. But the last time I read it, it was like a $500 billion business thus far, the App Store. Oh, yeah. Dude, think about it, dude. Like, right. Yeah, Epic is huge, but there's so many other. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
App Store. There's so many other bigger games since the beginning of the iPhone.
Yeah. So Apple App Store in January estimated gross sales of $50 billion. So 50 billion times 30% gives you let me do the quick math on that. That is about $15 billion in gross sales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would they do anything to that business? It's their life and blood at this point. And they built that up from nothing, right? I mean, they deserve that.
Yeah, they deserve that. But the handset sales and everything like that are still more than this, right? Like,
I mean, sure. I mean, let me see you turn away $15 billion and say, hey,
well, I would never, a huge I would never do that.
But what I'm saying let's
put it into perspective. Seriously, put it in perspective is Apple's total revenue is $260 billion.
Yeah.
$15 billion is the App Store. right? So they could not charge 30% of the app store. Like 15% out of 260 billion or 15 billion out of 260 billion is not a whole lot of cash, right? Or a whole lot of percentage.
Sure. I see a lot of parallel. It's
about 6%. It's about 6% of their total revenue.
Sure.
That's bonkers. That's crazy, right?
Right. I see a lot of parallels between this and Steam, though, to be honest. Like, even with all this outcry that Epic caused, and, you know, maybe they are creating, well, I mean, not even a fraction of what Steam is making now, even though the Epic Store is succeeding in their own way, right? Didn't make a dent, right? Steam is still the place to go if you have something, right? Because Epic's not completely opening it up for everybody. It's just for someone with a name.
I would have to think in terms of, like, you know, because I have a Steam account, I have an Epic account, whatever, right? But, like, I would like to think in terms of, like, when a new game drops, the difference of revenue between Epic and Steam is probably enormous, right? Because I look on Steam, I see a lot of older games and games that are just, like, you know, from the mainstays, and maybe a new game will show up there or not, right? But missing out on sales of, say, Metro Exodus for a year, that means something, right? But maybe Steam just makes up for it in sheer volume of money. But I'm sure the revenue has gone down. Has to, though.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yeah.
Right. I mean, these are games that used to be Steam first, and now they're on the store. And it's been that for a good year and a half now, like just exclusive after exclusive. So
the question is, like, I don't know if because the Epic Games Store doesn't have a whole lot of stuff on there. There's more and more things on there, but it's not a whole lot of stuff. Is that chunk that they've taken out of Steam enough for Steam to even feel it? Is the question. I don't know.
Well, the one thing I do know is that when I go to the Epic Store, I'm there just to download the free game and just have it and collect it in my library. And I never really play any of them. But when I do want to play games, I go to Steam. I don't know why that works that way. I'm just not very inclined to play games on Epic yet. I don't know why. Maybe it's just out of habit.
I haven't really given it much thought. Yeah. I have a couple games I play on the Epic Store, like Phoenix Point, and there's some other games that I play. Hold on. I'll tell you right now. Oh, yeah, like Tony Hawk is going to be on there. The new Tony Hawk is going to be on there. Outer Worlds I was playing for a bit. Phoenix Point. What else? Control is on there. Although Control's coming to Steam finally, but it's been like a year, right? There's some good games. There's some good games to play on there.
Sure, I'm just not a fan of their Epic Launcher. Feels like a game itself because it just blows up my computer before I load anything. Not even the editor, right?
I think this whole thing's funny because I remember when Steam first launched, when everybody was in outroar because
hating the
Orange Box, you had to install Steam, right?
Yeah, people.
And everybody's like, I want Orange Box, but I don't want to have to install Steam. And like, everybody's all in uproar about it. And now Steam is the place to go to buy video games, right? There's still some old school folks or folks that are holding on to the grudges and like, I only get from GOG or from itch.io or whatever.
Sure.
But Steam is the de facto thing. But everybody was mad at Steam when Steam first launched, just like how everybody's mad at Epic when Epic Store launch, right? Like, we'll get used to it. Everybody was bad at Origin. It looks like finally EA has given up on Origin, finally.
Right? Everyone's still mad at Origin. Yeah, I was about to say. No one plays Origin.
EA has finally given up on it seems, because a lot of EA games are starting to show up on Steam now, right? Uplay, everybody was mad at Uplay, but all the Ubisoft stuff is on the Epic Game Store, right? So you don't even need Uplay anymore. So, like, I don't know. Like, I just think a lot of people are overreacting to a lot of this stuff, right? But we know that Epic just wants to keep all the money to themselves. It's not really
about and that's the thing, right? The disingenuous makes me not really want to march on that side right now. That's why I'm more.
Yeah.
It's not even empathetic, because obviously Apple doesn't need any of our empathy. They're doing fine. Yeah. But it's a weird thing, because it's not morally. I think they are within their moral rights to do whatever they want, right? Because I feel like Steam, they've created this path for themselves, this market that wasn't a market before. They pioneered it, right? They've proven that their app store was worth being on, sustained that. Even with Android coming out of, you know, the graveyard of Google, right? Something that actually is working from Google besides Maps and another Google search, right? Android, right? So that's the thing too. Like I think I admire people who don't like an ecosystem to come up with a solution that doesn't force other people to change their ways, right? It's more like, hey, I can come up with better rules. I'll figure it out myself. And that's what Android is, right? So I feel like the way Epic is doing it is you're kind of taking the shortcut here to get to your way, where there really isn't a pathway to get your way right now. Like, whatever you're saying right now is ridiculous. It's like your cartoon is not going to make me change my mind.
Well, the only difference between that is like Google at least was like, we can make our own phones, so we can get it on other people's phones, right? Epic doesn't have any hardware.
Then fold, man. Jesus. It's very simple. All right? This isn't a video game, Tim Sweeney. You need to get it out of your head. This ain't Gears of War. It's like, if you're not willing to put in the work to come up with an opposition, or just, you know, straight up say that I can't do it, then pay the 30%. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's not a monopoly. It's no one's stopping them from making a phone. Like, it would be a monopoly if someone was like ceasing and desisting Epic Games from making an Epic phone, right? That to me is a monopoly. That is unfair. It's completely fine. It's just a lot of work, right? Yeah. So they're complaining about how much work it would be, and just in the funniest way trying to bully. Well, that's the funny thing about this. They think they're bullying Apple, the $2 trillion titan, right?
Well, that's why they didn't really try to bully Apple, right? That's why they try to get the people behind them, right? Because they know they're not stronger than Apple. They know they're not as strong as Apple, so they're like, let's get the people behind us to help pressure Apple. And Apple's still like, you're gonna buy the phone.
This is Epic trying to get the people behind him, right? All right, here's the 10-year-olds that are playing Fortnite. All right, well, here's a cartoon, help us out. And then once in a while you hear a tech company like Microsoft and Spotify throwing their opinions in there, and let's talk about it. But what's funny? Their app store is still there. They're not pulling it. Like, yeah. And they sit back down. That's what they're doing, right? It's like, yeah, but you tell them. All right. So 30% this month, right, Apple? All right. want to make sure we pay our bills on time. It's like, that's not a fight, dude. I mean, that's the best you're hoping for, then you got it. It changes nothing. Yeah. People are still going to want to pay because they know they need to be in the Apple store. Yeah. It's a fact.
There's two things, right? The one thing is Apple had a dispute with Google over getting Fortnite on the Google Play, and it wasn't on Google Play for a good, I would like to say, a good 6 months. It never showed up on Google Play, right? It was a good
one. Finally folded, yeah.
And then it finally folded in March and put it on Google Play, right? A deal was struck,
yeah,
or they just folded, right?
Yeah.
And the fact that Google pulled them back off the Google Store amongst this whole Apple thing tells me they probably didn't strike a deal. They probably just folded and said, okay, fine, we'll suck it up and adhere to your terms. So the fact that they've already folded at least once, it probably made Tim really salty. But it also shows that they're probably going to fold again, right? Like on
the yeah. Like what right? is I just don't see an end game that favors an epic's side. There's no leverage going on. I mean, within just, a week, they were able to say, Epic, we don't need you, period. Like, what do you have?
Yeah. I think it amplifies the issue.
Makes us want to talk.
It at least amplifies the issue so that people are talking about it. And maybe some people are like, you know what? That 30% is kind of high. And so that segues into Microsoft throwing their hat into the ring, right? When Microsoft said something, I was like, why the hell are they saying anything? And then when you think about it for a minute,
xCloud
is not coming to iOS, right?
Yeah.
Why is xCloud on Android first, right? Because Apple's like, no, right? Apple's like, no, you're not going to sell your stuff here and sell your subscriptions here. No. And Microsoft's like, fine, we won't do it. And so now Epic is sitting here fighting with Apple over the same thing that, of course, Microsoft wants access to. Microsoft would love to have the Microsoft Store on iOS. You don't think they want the Microsoft Store on iOS, right?
Everyone's throwing in their towel because they know that Apple is king on these grounds and they want to dethrone the king because everyone benefits from getting their 30%, less than 30% charge, right?
It's,
for sure.
It's not even the less than 30% charge. It's also, I can put up my own store on this thing.
Educate me a bit. So is xCloud, I thought xCloud was working like Netflix where you pay $10 and that's it. Is there more purchases after that? Yeah.
Well, I'm sure if you, I'm sure they would want, I install xCloud, I sign into my Microsoft account and I pay Microsoft my Game Pass subscription for xCloud. Right. Mm-hmm. And Microsoft takes all that money. If they did that on an iOS device, Apple takes 30%.
Takes 30% of the science.
Yeah. And Microsoft is like, hell no, do I want to give you 30% of that? And so they're just like, you know what? We would rather just not even be on here than to deal with all of that stuff. Right.
That's a dumb move.
Like they could jump through hoops and like say, oh, please sign up on our website. Like what Amazon does with Kindle books. You have to buy Kindle books on their website. You can't buy Kindle books on the iOS device. Right. But Microsoft probably like, we don't want to deal with this hassle. Like just screw it. Right. And they're going to worry about it later.
That's dumb.
And they're probably currently negotiating like what those terms are. Right. And that's why they threw their hat in the ring. Of course.
I think it's dumb if Microsoft walks away and not want to be in the iOS store. Like, I just feel it's dumb. Yeah. It's a dumb business move because people, the exciting thing about xCloud is the chance for me to play. I don't even have an iPhone, right? I have a Pixel. But like the idea of xCloud and what makes it exciting is that anybody can play on the phones. And
yeah.
I'm sorry, Microsoft. You know, we're talking about Epic trying to make their own phones, but they failed. Microsoft did that exactly years ago, and they know how hard the phone business is. So out of everybody, they should appreciate, you know, what Apple have done with their business to provide a warehouse for them to put their apps where millions of people will see it and be able to access it. Like, to me, it's just very... See, this is coming from the Pixel guy. I hate iPhones, right? I don't even like Apple products that much. Like, I hate their Macs and their Mac tops, right? Whatever they call it, iMacs, right?
Yeah.
It's dumb, right? Everything about it is dumb. It takes forever to do one thing, and there's three ways to do it on the PC that's much faster, right? So this is coming from a guy that I don't really like anything from Apple, but what I respect is that, you know, they put in the work to build something that people have tried to compete against and they have not been able to topple. So that 30%, although high, it's the best deal in town. I mean, what else is it?
It's the only deal. It's the only deal.
Them and Google. Them and Google, right? But even like with Google.
Yeah. Industry standard is 30%. Everybody's taking 30%.
Everybody 30%, yeah. So like, I think it's no one's business but Apple and Google to decide how to run their store. And it's amateur hour, man. Like everything I've been seeing the last 2 weeks, it's like, guys, new money coming into the playground, deciding how trillion-dollar companies should run their company. It's silly, man. It's to me, I feel kind of embarrassed. Like, I feel embarrassed as a gamer. Like, they already don't respect gamers, right? Or game developers. From the very birth of the app store, like, straight up, Steve Jobs said, this is not a game device, right? He would say scathing things about the gaming community. Though, you know, in years since, we've proven that this community is a very big part of the Apple ecosystem, and they, you know, made the Apple Arcade and all these changes. But
they still don't care, right?
So for them, I think this is a step in the wrong direction. Like, if you want a mutual respect from them, I think this is very juvenile too. It's like,
it's super juvenile. And if you read the emails, like, because Apple had
I need to read it more in depth. Yeah. So what? No, how did it come off in that email, Sweeney?
Oh, it came off very, very spoiled and very like, oh, this is what I'm gonna do. This wasn't even asking. It was just like, this is what we're going to do. We're going to be forced to do this, and I'll see you guys in court, pretty much. Like, it was just like, really like screw you guys if you don't do this. So that's why Tim Cook sent this straight to the lawyers, because he's like, let's sue this dude and tell this dude that he's tripping, right? But it came off very, like, very aggressive, like, when I read the emails, right? And I was just laughing because I thought it was hilarious. I thought the whole thing was hilarious, right? Because it's just like,
it's one rich man not used to being said no to. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why, man. I feel, I think everybody can, you know, at the very basic level, we all want, you know, the gamers and game developers to win, right? Obviously. I feel like this wasn't the way. I think that's kind of took us a couple steps back. I felt kind of embarrassed the way this was done. Like, the cartoon was cute, but it to me didn't sound serious. Like, as soon as I saw that, you know, popping up, I was like, all right, these guys aren't serious, dude. This is not serious at all. This is not for the people. You're promoting your game more. You thought this was clever. All of a sudden, it's like a couple of geeks in a room, like, cutting this up in Unreal Engine, and you think this is... It's like, you didn't even do new mocap animation for this. Right? You just reused assets. You didn't even put a new production storyboarding behind this.
You need a quick turnaround on it. You got to reuse those assets, bro.
Yeah. So, like, they didn't even spend extra income to fight, you know, the fight of the decade right here, right? It was. Oh my god. It was silly, dude. I was laughing like you were, and I was mostly embarrassed. And what's even more embarrassing is that, you know, Epic is going to fold, right? They're going to grovel back. You're going to see Fortnite. It's too much of a moneymaker on the App Store to suddenly give up 70 million for 30 million is how I see it, right? And that's the lowest number we got here. It's probably way more than that. To give up 70 to 430, that sounds like a bad deal, right? It's like, keep your 70 and send a message and say, people, play on the Switch or PC when you have the chance, or go on the website. It seems more
play anyway.
Right. It seems more proactive to be like, hey, there's another way to buy these things, like, just like every other store. And that was perfectly fine. Just do that. But to march into someone else's store and tell them how to do business because they're doing it wrong, a $2 trillion company, you've been doing it wrong this whole time? Come on. Yeah. It just doesn't make any sense.
Like I said, for Jump, if it was a much smaller company, I would be in their corner. Like, I was kind of in the Hey app corner. I was like, yeah, like, you know, like, I do think that 30% is kind of ridiculous. I do think these rules are kind of ridiculous. I do. It stops the smaller guys from really innovating in areas where there needs to be innovation, right?
Exactly.
I also understand from Apple's standpoint, where safety and security of their platform, like, Android is a more open platform. It's also the platform where all the hackers and the thieves are rampant. Because
let's talk about that real quick. Exactly,
it's less secure. It's less secure.
Yeah,
right?
Dude.
I'm totally down. I'm totally down with that. I think Apple should totally do that. But is it worth 30%? I don't know.
Well, of course. I mean, it's not 30%. I mean, we all know that. It's like they can do it way less and still earn lots of money. I think we're in agreement. Yeah. The Apple ain't hurting if they get 5% off of that. But what we're basically just saying that Apple doesn't have to. I mean, they just don't need to. There's no reason for them to do it. There's no competitors. There's no other. The simple fact that, games do better on the iOS than the Android, not by a little, by the last data I saw, 100% of revenue stream. They earn over 100% more the same game on the iOS, because Android is freaking Pirate Bay, dude. people can rip out games.
But that number, that number is probably only in the US, one.
Right.
And you're right. And that's also because Android is Pirate Bay. That's why more and more mobile games are free to play and microtransaction based. Exactly. Like that. Because it's go ahead, pirate the hell out of this if you want, but you still got to pay us our money. Right.
Exactly. So that to me is that type of response I respect. It's like, here's a hard place between a rock and a hard place, I guess. And then figure your way out, right? You know, you don't complain to the rock, right? Just figure out your own path is what I'm trying to say, I guess. But the whole idea of complaining have never sat well with me. It just never seems to be a solution. And I feel like this is a whole complaint fest. And I kind of expected more from Epic. You guys have enough money to fight this in a better way. I took 2 minutes to think of a better response than a Fortnite movie, right? It's hey, if you want to make this a coalition of the people, then get the fucking people to share their stories of why 30% really hurts them, Unreal developers specifically, and say why this can be better for the industry, why innovative things can be made better. You can pull in all these other companies that had public fights with Apple before over the 30%, like Spotify and Microsoft, and plan ahead that way. Instead of hey, look at our execution. We had hundreds of documents ready to go to court about how this sucks. It's dude, that's not preparing.
I would say they did that with Steam, right? But I think the reason why it's different with Steam is because PC's open platform. So they did that with Steam and they just opened their thing, right? In the case of Apple, they could do that with Apple, but they still have to wait for Apple to cave to do the thing. Right,
because just go all in with Google, man. Hey, man, if there's only two players in this thing and you're not going to make your own Epic phone, right, or you're just still praying for Microsoft to come out with their stupid dual screen thing that you saw. Did you see that? It's so dumb. So that's your answer? It's 2020. This is your answer? Then you have to just play nice with Google. For me to hear that they picked a fight with the only two phone makers, it's like... Are investors over there really happy with this decision? It's I can't, sure, Tencent is laughing, but I can't, at that table, it's not just Tencent, right? I think, I feel like a lot of people are pissed off about this right now. Their $70 million cushion every month that they can count on is gone, dude. They have to be pissed.
Also, I don't think it's going to affect Epic's valuation either. Quite frankly, they're losing out some money right now. Epic's valuation is ridiculous, right? It's it's off the chain, and they just got recent round of funding, and they're doing fine. They're going to be
their money's great,
right? At least for right now, they're going to be fine.
I don't know, man. Right now, they're fine. PC, all this stuff is fine, but to ignore the mobile market. As a game developer, I think it's a huge mistake when mobile clearly shows that it's the future of our industry, right? To be okay with not being a part of the future in the industry, they're going to be, you know what's going to happen, dude? It's going to be other companies, Machine Games or Machine Zone, making their own Fortnite, and they're just going to be... Bro, if there's no Fortnite on the phones for the next year and a half, there's going to be another copy because people need their fix, and people don't care, dude.
Sure. Like, there's going to be somebody who's going to fill a gap. I don't know if it's going to be Machine Zone. I think you got on a time machine with that one.
But whoever's hot right now, every 2 months is a new company. Yeah.
I'm sure there's, the hotness on, what's the hotness on mobile right now? I don't even know. Other than Fortnite, what's the hot game?
Let me look at the Play Store real quick. You look on your iPhone, I'll look at my Play Store. The hottest game right now, top charts, is I Can Paint. It's top grossing. Coin Master for me, Pokemon Go, of course, Candy Crush, Roblox. Roblox is pretty big right now.
Oh, Roblox is up there. Top paid games. Top paid games on iOS is Minecraft, Heads Up, Monopoly. You know what's funny is I think these
Call
are
Call of Duty's number 22.
It's a lot of games that people are playing at home with their family because everybody's like COVID style. So Monopoly and Heads Up for sure.
That's another thing, dude. That's another thing. Like, I feel like this was the worst time that Epic pulled this card. Like, they're really missing out on the pandemic. Unless they're praying for another decade where there's another pandemic. Like, this period of mobile gaming is on an all-time high right now, especially free games.
Oh, yeah.
And, it's not something that they can replicate after this whole lawsuit thing is over. I mean, we're about an hour. I just want to ask for your final verdict. How do you see this all playing out? You know, is this going to wrap up in 2020? Is this bleeding in 21? What do you think?
Isn't the next court case sometime in September, September 24th or something like that?
Yeah, something 30th or something.
So it's going to wrap up by then. And like, I have a feeling the judge will probably just rule in favor of Apple. Epic will go to them and be like, please let us back on the store. We're sorry.
I hope that's not the case.
Maybe Apple goes, you know what, guys, you know, you're right. We were tripping back then. So here, we'll only take 20.
Right. You're dreaming, dude. Oh my
God. Yeah, right. Maybe something like that will happen. You never know.
You think all this shit that Apple's taken, they're gonna come back and say, Epic, you're right, here's 20%. When they start, their first response is saying no Unreal games ever on the App Store. You're talking about pettiness.
Snatch the chain.
Dude, my thinking is that, yes, Epic will lose, Apple will win, and I pray that Epic walks away with dignity, man. If you are committed to this, then you better have a plan B outside of the Apple ecosystem. Because if I see them groveling, dude, it's double the embarrassment.
By December, Fortnite will be back on the Apple Store.
Oh, wow. Before the end of the year? That's your prediction?
Yeah, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah, dude. Yeah. One way or the other, it's going to be back on the
Store. Man, I'm a fighter, man. If you're committed to look like an idiot, you look like an idiot. All right.
I wouldn't even be surprised if it was back on there by October, quite frankly. Like
right after the court.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't be surprised.
I'll be very surprised, man. You know how much Epic has to eat?
You know what? It'd be like, you know what? You're right. I was tripping back then. You're right. I'll just remove that option and we're back. I'm sorry about that. It wouldn't surprise me, man.
Yeah. Oh, that would hurt. That would hurt me, man. Like, how can you walk in to the Epic headquarters, you know, on Monday meetings right after you grovel publicly? You know, you have these scathing emails saying it's for the people.
It won't be public. It will just show back up on the store and everybody be like, oh, it's back. Okay, cool. Like, that's all that's going to happen. And they're going to go, Tim, what do you think? And like, he ain't gonna say nothing. Like, you know, just keep moving. Like, this is too much money walking away. Yeah.
Oh, that burns, dude. I don't know. That's hurting me, and it hasn't even happened yet. Like, I'm putting myself in those shoes. Yeah. Oh, I don't think I can go back. I think I doubled down on mistakes. I think that's the type of person I am. I'm finding out about that myself right now.
You absolutely don't want to do that. You absolutely don't want to do that.
I think you're right, though. I think he has no choice. I think this decision is way bigger than him. I think so far, through those like, I can't imagine a whole committee behind Tim Sweeney, like, drafting those emails, right? I feel like it's very personal. He made it personal, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I think the company's bigger than him right now. And eventually, yeah, they want their $100 million a month revenue stream, even though, you know, Epic is worth way more and doing fine. $100 million is a good chunk. It's a couple good cars for everybody with that one.
Such a change. Yeah.
All right. Well, that concludes it, man. I mean, I was able to get my thoughts out there. I think we're in agreement that this is funny and hilarious. And it was entertaining at the very least. Yeah,
I'm just here with my popcorn, man. Just waiting to see how it unfolds. That's all that is.
I will say there's a good amount of people that think somehow that Epic is going to win this one, which I don't know. It's very Game of Thrones. No, not Game of Thrones. I guess other happy ending movies where
I'll say this: if Epic wins, like in the court case or whatever, if Epic actually wins that court case, that would be a win for a lot of developers and app makers. Like, it really would be.
Oh, yeah,
like,
sure.
Straight up. So that'd be cool. But, yeah, I don't think they will win.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Well, that concludes this week's episode, Epic versus Apple. We had to bypass other topics at some point. We'll probably circle back to it. I mean, I'm sure Ubisoft will... not suddenly stop Me Too stuff, so habitual
line stepper. I wish we had time to talk about it, but it's I hope so.
All right, at the very least, it sounds like
it's very sad. It's very sad.
Perfect. All right, next time I'll shelve it for next time. I want to thank you for your time, Ray. I'm going to see you guys next month for a Roundtable News episode. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you are liking the podcast, go to the Apple iTunes store and give Game Dev Unchained a 5-star rating. This will help spread the joy and love and exposure for the podcast, and we thank you very much. If you want to continue the conversation, go to our Discord, which can be found on our website, www.gamedevunchained.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at BlueChamps, BlueChamps. You want to catch these episodes live every Tuesdays and Thursdays, go to twitch.tv/blue_champs. Email me any of your concerns or questions that you want me to read aloud at the beginning of each episode at info@gamedevunchained.com. And if you want to further support us and help unlock the next feature, which is the voicemail feature, go to patreon.com/BlueChamps. This gives listeners a chance to kind of call in, leave a message for both me and the guests to answer your deepest, darkest questions and comment on your deepest, darkest secrets. Thank you, everybody.